Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 465045 through 465089. Warrants 7796. Three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for September 27th, 2021. Regular session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 27th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session. Do we have executive?
I didn't see any.
I didn't see any executive.
I did not see any.
Nope. Sorry.
All right. Proposal for HVAC unit number 21-113, maintenance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our I&J unit, air conditioner side, has went down. We need to make a decision on whether to try to make it through until spring or go ahead and purchase a new one. It serves as I&J pods in the jail, is what the unit does.
So the air conditioner side is down.
Yes.
And if we replace it, we're just replacing the air conditioner side?
No, it'd be a whole new unit.
It'd be the whole unit.
Yes, ma'am.
Those units are, what, 16 years old?
Yeah.
So then we'd either need
to... How long are the... Well, how old is that, though? Is it 13?
2008.
Yeah,
2008.
13.
So 13 years
old. So the question is, we either replace it now or in the spring?
Yeah. We've been proposed a price, and that price is good for 30 days with ION in Oklahoma, who builds those units.
What's the anticipated delivery time?
10 to 12 weeks. It'll probably be around the first of the year. We'll get it now.
It says lead time on this unit is currently 10 weeks.
I didn't hear you.
In the proposal, it says that the lead time on this unit is currently 10 weeks. Regardless of what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to get a new unit, correct?
Yes. Whether it's now or in the spring.
If we ordered it now, would it come out of this year's budget or next year's budget?
When I was discussing it with Mr. Turpin, or Scott, I said we had the contingency in that fund plus with the higher revenue that we have been receiving from sales tax, and the ability to go ahead and do it this year would probably be better before we have more additional problems than we have that initial cost and not continuous costs just to keep it up going to spring. We just get one cost done to get it repaired and get it fixed for that building. As he discussed, it was a pretty high priority for that being a pretty good unit to keep going.
Yes, sir.
Four.
Is there four pods?
No. Oh. There is 12.
12.
Yeah. There's 18 units on the roof down there, from the judicial down to the jail part. We've got two. We had We got two new units from the storm, the split units. We've bought one for H&N. We bought one for East. All the rest are this old, 13 years old. So.
She didn't answer your question. I'm assuming they'll want half down when it's ordered and probably half when it's delivered and installed. So I'd say half this year, half next.
Have they told you into ordering it how they would expect payment?
Usually when we get one, they send us a bill a month or two in, and we pay it so they can pay ION to get it going. That's how it worked on the last one. We paid it before it was actually here.
So we would pay the $59,000 about a month or two in after we order it?
That's what happened on the last one.
You paid the full amount even
yes.
before it was installed?
Yes. You got to do that before they'll release the unit down there. But we paid it, I want to say maybe 4 to 6 weeks after that we had our talk last time. In that range. It wasn't immediate, but it was a ways off.
And do you have an anticipation of how many units are expected to go out next year?
I know there's a couple more that we constantly work on.
Are those the higher dollar ones?
Well, they're in the standard, the middle range. I mean, we got the giant ones that are 400,000, and then we got the ones that are that I'm doing today, and the last one we put in was a smaller one, and it was about 16, I think. And that's for East Pod. They have one, and West Pod has one. There's different sizes for each. But.
And the giant ones are 13 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're on this end. There's two on this end and one on that.
It almost looks like budget-wise, we'd be better to go ahead and replace it, knowing that next year we're probably going to have several, or prepare for it in next year's budget.
That, and my fear is with what they're talking about with shipping and materials and everything, who knows if we'll even get one this spring.
And I don't think it's going to get any cheaper.
And it's not going to get any cheaper. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the proposal for HVAC unit buying between Temperature Control Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll go take care of it.
Bid recommendations for radar signs, six or more, number 202108-485.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
You'll remember a couple of months ago, we let out the solicitation, and both of the responses that we received back were disqualified because they did not adhere to the bid. This time we only received one, which was one of the ones that submitted a response last time. We did receive one that was late, but there was no return label, so I have no idea who it's from. I'm guessing that it's from the other company that bid last time. My first inclination is to disqualify the one that we did receive because they did not adhere to Section 1. They did not do any check marks, but they did initial at the bottom. And because this is the second time we have let this out, Devin and I wanted to come before you and ask what your thoughts on that are. You are absolutely able to waive that and to award if you feel like it's in the best interest of the county.
The one that we received late, what method did they use to send it?
Hand-delivered.
Hand-delivered?
Yes.
So no question that it was...
No.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And all of our radar signs, they're in use?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We've got 12. And during the process, did reach out and talk to a gentleman at Radar Sign. And before the bid was submitted, he left employment there. And it was explained to him how to, what was expected to be filled out. But he left employment and somebody else filled it out. We didn't find that out until...
So after the first bid was rejected, then we had, then I believe Devin had the conversation with him because he wanted to know just exactly why. And so Devin went step by step with him and come to find out he was let go from his position. So his manager was actually the one who filled the new bid out.
Was it vital parts of the bid that he left out? Is that... Is that check, putting a check mark? And
check marks.
But he did initially at the bottom of the page. Mm-hmm.
Initially at the bottom?
He did.
Did not put any check marks on any of it?
On Section 1, which is three pages.
Section 1.
And this is the company. We currently have 12 radar signs through.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we've been waiting on some. To place in positions where you've had customers complain. Is that correct?
Correct.
The excerpt from the standard terms and conditions 4.2, tell us where that's at. Standard terms and conditions of what? Is that in our bid or is that...
Of our bid.
It is in our bid.
Mm-hmm.
That states the Taney County Commission has the right to accept or reject any part or parts of all bids, to waive technicalities, and to accept the offer the County Commission considers the most advantageous to the county. Taney County reserves the right to award this bid on an item-by-item basis or an all-or-none basis, whatever is the best interest of the county. So with that being said, I think we have the ability to accept bid if we want. Do you guys have any other comments or questions?
I could not understand everything you were saying, but I'm assuming you were saying you want to accept the bid. Is that what you said?
I said we have the ability to, per our standard terms and conditions that was stated. It should be on your... You have it. I just read the underlying portion.
Yeah, I was aware of that. I thought you were making a statement in regard to it.
I was just reading it into the record.
Well, I think that the radar signs for safety issue is that we need to move on this, so...
I was asking, do we have any other questions or comments?
I don't.
No.
Move to award bid number 202108-485 to Radar Sign LLC out of Marietta, Georgia.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Vacation of a portion of West Drive and Helen Street, number 21-106, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.